Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
As I sit upon my throne, the ruler of Babylon, the grandeur of my kingdom stretching far beyond the eye can see, my thoughts often turn to a Hebrew captive, Daniel. It is peculiar, isn't it? Amidst the splendor of my empire, it is Daniel who occupies my reflections, a man who came to us in chains but carried with him a freedom I had never known. When Daniel first interpreted my dream, the one that left my own wise men and magicians confounded, I recognized in him a wisdom and a connection to the divine that was beyond anything present in my court. He spoke of a great statue, of kingdoms rising and falling. Yet it was not his interpretation alone that astounded me. It was the unshakable faith he had in his God. A faith so profound, it could reveal secrets none other could. Then came the incident with the fiery furnace, where his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego emerged unscathed from the flames. I had decreed their death, defied by their refusal to worship my image. Yet they stood firm in their faith, protected by a power I could not deny. In that moment, my heart began to understand the sovereignty of Daniel's God, compelling me to proclaim his might throughout my realm. But perhaps the most transformative encounter was the dream of the great tree, which Daniel, with a heavy heart, revealed to be a prophecy of my own downfall. I, who had built Babylon into a wonder of the world, was humbled to live as a beast until I acknowledged the dominion of the Most High. Ultimately, Daniel's God restored me. Not for my sake, but that I might know that heaven rules. In my reign, I have conquered nations, erected marvels, but it was Daniel who conquered my pride, erected within me an understanding of true sovereignty. His unwavering faith, his uncompromising integrity, his compassionate heart have imprinted upon me lessons of humility, the recognition of a power far greater than my own. As king, I have decreed much, but it is now in the quiet of my chambers that I decree this to my own heart. Daniel's God is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and it is his kingdom that endures forever. My legacy is not Babylon, but how I came to know the living God through the faith of a captive named Daniel.
We knew Daniel in Jerusalem. All of us from noble families were acquainted with each other, but it wasn't until Babylon that we came to truly understand who he was, a man of consummate faith and profound integrity. I am Mishael, although you likely know me by my Babylonian name, Meshach. Alongside Daniel and my companions Shadrach and Abednego, we were captives in a foreign land, far from the familiar comforts of home and the guiding light of our faith. Yet in Daniel, we found not just a friend but a beacon of hope, a living testament to the power of steadfast trust in God. Daniel's influence on us was transformative. His courage in maintaining his dietary convictions, despite the risk it posed to his status and safety, inspired us to stand firm in our beliefs. His wisdom and discernment, granted by God, were a constant source of guidance and reassurance, reminding us that even in exile, we were never truly forsaken. But it was perhaps in the moments of greatest peril that Daniel's impact was most felt. When we faced the fury of the furnace, it was Daniel's faith that echoed in our hearts, bolstering our resolve to remain faithful unto death if need be. His unwavering trust in God's sovereignty, his example of praying 3 times a day without fail, and his ability to see God's hand at work in every situation taught us the true meaning of devotion. Daniel showed us that faith is not simply a matter of convenience, to be upheld when circumstances are favorable, but a commitment to be lived out with integrity and courage, regardless of the cost. His influence extended beyond the immediacy of our trials, shaping our understanding of God's character and His unfailing promises. Through Daniel, we learned that true leadership is rooted not in power or position, but in the quiet strength of faith, lived out with consistency and humility. He was a mentor, a brother, and a living example of what it means to walk closely with God. In every challenge we faced, the lessons we learned from Daniel remained a guiding light, a reminder that with God, even the fires of adversity can be transformed into a testimony of His faithfulness and power.
In the annals of Babylon, many names are etched with golden ink, but few as deeply as Daniel's. I am Nitocris, one-time queen of this great empire, and my perspective has been uniquely shaped by this Hebrew man, who, against all odds, rose to prominence in our court. His influence on our empire, on our people, and on me personally, is a testament to his extraordinary character and the power of his God. Through Daniel, the Babylonian Empire was not only influenced, but transformed. He brought a sense of divine justice and moral integrity to our courts. The stories of his faith, his trials, and his triumphs have permeated the very stones of the capital city, leaving a legacy that endures beyond the rise and fall of kings and kingdoms. Daniel's presence in our midst was a constant reminder that greatness comes through service to others and allegiance to one's divine calling. A lesson that has resonated through the corridors of time, influencing not just the course of our empire, but the hearts of those who heard his story. Daniel came to us as a captive, but his spirit was never in chains. His wisdom and insight, gifts from his God, quickly set him apart. He interpreted dreams that baffled our wise men, unveiled mysteries shrouded in darkness, and offered counsel that saved and prospered our kingdom. Through him, we saw a living example of divine favor and understanding that transcended our earthly wisdom. Mighty Babylon has now fallen to the barbaric Medes and Persians because my husband and son failed to heed the counsel that Daniel provided to us.
In the twilight of my rule, amidst the vast and sprawling dominion of the Medes and Persians, there emerged a luminary whose presence reshaped not only my reign, but the very core of my being. I am Darius, called the Mede, a ruler by fortune and a seeker of wisdom by choice. Among the many counselors and wise men who adorned my court, one stood unparalleled in virtue and insight. Daniel, a captive from Judah, whose spirit was as indomitable as his faith was unyielding. But Daniel was more than a counselor. He was a mirror reflecting the essence of true leadership, humility before the divine. In his commitment to his God, even in the face of death, Daniel taught me the paramount value of always doing the right thing and the courage to stand firm in one's beliefs. The decree that I had unwittingly signed, which cast him into the lion's den, was intended to solidify my rule. Yet it became the instrument through which Daniel's God revealed his sovereignty over kings and kingdoms. The night Daniel spent among the lions was a night of restless contemplation for me, a sovereign powerless to reverse his own decree. Yet it was in the silence of that dark hour that I truly encountered the power of Daniel's God, a God who delivers and rescues, who performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. When dawn broke and Daniel emerged unscathed, my heart was irrevocably changed. In the aftermath, my decree to honor Daniel's God was more than an edict. It was a declaration of my own transformation. Daniel's influence had pierced the veil of royal prerogative, revealing a higher allegiance to truth and righteousness. He became for me a confidant, a spiritual guide whose legacy would endure beyond the marble columns and golden vessels of my palace. Through Daniel, I, Darius, a king among men, learned the humility to bow before a king among kings. His life, a testament to faithfulness, reshaped my understanding of power, teaching me that the greatest rulers are those who serve not in the dominion of fear, but in the realm of love and justice.
To be continued.